Innisfail. There were no promises, but Innisfail Mayor Jean Barclay left an hour-long meeting with Nathan Newdorf, the provincial minister of affordability and utilities, feeling assured the town's critically important solar farm project is not in danger of a further delay by the current 7-month moratorium on all new renewable electricity generation projects. It was a very positive meeting, and I think it's quite clear we won't incur any issues, said Barclay. Of course, it needs to go through our budget first and be approved at that level. But because it's on a brownfield, reclaimed, site, there's really no reclamation issues, and it's very positive. It doesn't sound like they're looking to extend the moratorium at all, added Barclay. Barclay was joined at the hour-long meeting in Edmonton on October 30 by councillors Gavin Bates, Janice Wing and Cindy Massaros, along with Todd Becker, the town's chief administrative officer. Joining the municipal delegation was Innisfail Sylvan Lake MLA Devin Dreeshan, who is also the provincial minister for transportation and economic corridors. From our conversation, they're not looking to ban renewables, said Barclay. But they're also wanting to ensure they're managing the load that's coming onto the system, and these power plants, some of them massive or being built in appropriate areas, how do you connect to the grid? I felt he explained things thoroughly to us, added Barclay. He was good listener, and I was really pleased with the meeting. The mayor noted the town has not yet submitted its application to the Alberta Utilities Commission, AUC, as the municipal budget for 2024 still has to be approved. This year's council budget deliberations for 2024 are set for November 21, 22 and 23. The process is once again expected to be challenging due to the ongoing difficult national and Alberta economies. As well, there is also the uncertainty of the provincial funding change from the Municipal Sustainability Initiative, MSI, program to the new Local Government Fiscal Framework, LGFF, model, the details of which the town is not expecting to receive until December. We know the money we get from the provincial government is below where it should be. It's always going to be difficult until we find a way to increase our revenues, said Barclay. That's why we look at things like the solar project, trying to find things that are maybe outside the normal revenue streams to increase our revenues. Town administration recently reported to council the budget ask for the municipal solar farm will be between $3.50 and $4 million, which will be debentured. Barclay was quick to point out the estimated annual revenues coming out of the planned municipal solar farm as $600,000, which would mean the project cost could theoretically be covered in 6 years. And there needs to be at least some public cost consultation with it as well, like we did with the solar farm north of the golf course, said Barclay. She said administration is hoping the application can go before the AUC in January, with the plan's approval process having a 6-month time frame after the moratorium is lifted at the end of February. Next up for Barclay and administration on their provincial government rounds is a planned Zoom meeting on November 3 with senior officials from the Provincial Ministry of Tourism and Sport to finally talk about the town's planned $28.3 million aquatic center facility, specifically provincial funding opportunities that will help replace the current aging Innisfail Aquatic Center. The town has created a 3-year window to secure the necessary funding before project construction. Administration and council are counting on its own savings, fundraising and financial support from other levels of government, as well as a contribution from neighboring Red Deer County. I really think this meeting is about informing, said Barclay of the November 3 meeting. With inflation, the prices have ballooned, and quite frankly, a municipality cannot do this by themselves. Can we work together like the provincial government does with the City of Calgary as an example?